You're listening to Tri-State's Public Radio News. The City of Macomb has agreed to a new five-year contract with former Alderman Ryan Hansen to privately manage Spring Lake Park. The final detail to be worked out was how much money the city would pay for upkeep of the park. The city initially offered $40,000. Hansen countered with $70,000. In response, the city council tried to meet somewhere in the middle, but Hansen declined their offer. Alderman John Vigezzi proposed upping the city's offer to the $70,000 Hansen requested. Alderman Mike Whalen seconded the motion and it passed. Whalen says the city is already getting a much better deal with Hansen managing Spring Lake than it did when the Macomb Park District was in charge. The year Hansen took over, the Park District wanted $120,000 for upkeep.
Since then, Ryan's had it. He's improved the value of the property for the citizens tremendously. And so spending $50,000 less a year and have it increase in value every year as belonging to the city, I just thought was extremely the best way to go.
Over the past 3 years, Hansen has expanded the number of campsites at the park and added cabins and new boating docks. Hansen says he's looking forward to continuing his partnership with the city.
It's just a big relief and a weight off my shoulders to finally have this contract done. You know, we've been working on it for 6 months with the city, and you know, it's just good to be able to plan for the future and start being able to make plans to improve the park.
Hansen has not spent the additional money the city gave him this year to build more campsites. He says he was waiting to see if he would still have a job next year. The new contract does not require the city to make any additional investments in capital improvements or park expansion. Mayor Mike Inman says that was taken out during negotiations due to the city's budget constraints and competing needs.
I don't see anybody saying that we're not going to make any more investments in Spring Lake. They're just saying that right now we need to take each and every year, 1 year at a time.
The $70,000 the city will provide for upkeep in the new contract is less than what the city chips in under the current agreement. But the new contract eliminates a revenue sharing clause between Spring Lake Management and the city. Since the city is not required to pay for capital improvements, if Hansen does decide to invest his own money into expansion projects, his company will directly benefit from it. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.